Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are taking a bite out of the Big Apple today. We are heading to New York's 10th District. This is Lower Manhattan and Brownstone, Brooklyn. It is Wall Street, it is Tribeca, and it is Park Slope. And the man representing this powerhouse district is someone you definitely saw on TV in 2019. We are profiling Democrat Dan Goldman.
Dan Goldman, the man who impeached Donald Trump. Well, technically, he was the lead counsel for the House Intelligence Committee, but he was the face of the case. I remember watching those hearings. He was the guy in the suit asking the very precise, lawyerly questions that pinned witnesses down. He wasn't a politician then. He was a hired gun, and he used that fame to launch himself right into Congress.
And his background before impeachment fits the district perfectly. He was a federal prosecutor for the SDNY, the Southern District of New York. That is the office that goes after Wall Street crime and the mob. Goldman spent 10 years there. He took down leaders of the Genovese crime family. He prosecuted insider trading rings. He has that classic New York prosecutor energy. Very sharp, very fast, and very aggressive.
But here's the fun fact that people always forget. He is also the heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. His great-great-grandfather family founded the company. So yes, the congressman is essentially the Prince of Blue Jeans. He is one of the wealthiest members of Congress. But instead of just living off the denim money, he decided to go prosecute mobsters. It's an interesting choice.
Let's talk about the district, NY10, because it is a fascinating mix of people.
It is the bagel district. Seriously, you have the secular progressive Jews in Park Slope and Brooklyn Heights, the people who buy organic salmon and listen to NPR. And then, just a few miles away, in Borough Park, you have the ultra-Orthodox Hasidic community. These are two very different groups politically, but Goldman has to represent both. He has been very vocal on Israel and combating anti-Semitism, which is the one issue that unites those two wings of his district. He calls himself a progressive Zionist, which is a hard line to walk these days.
He is also the designated fighter on the Oversight Committee.
Oh, he is the pit bull. The Democrats put him on the Oversight Committee for a reason. When Republicans hold hearings on Hunter Biden, or the quote, he pulls up the evidence rules. He points out contradictions. He basically tries to dismantle the Republican case in real time. It makes for great YouTube clips, which is exactly the point.
He also represents Ground Zero.
Right. The 9/11 memorial is in his district, so is the stock exchange. It is a district that carries a lot of symbolic weight for America. Goldman takes that seriously. He fights for 9/11 health funding and for security grants for high-risk targets in Lower Manhattan. It's not just coffee shops and brownstones. It's the financial capital of the world.
The denim heir who became the impeachment lawyer.
And now the congressman for Gotham.
That is our profile for New York's 10th. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.